WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Have I got a deal for you? Double Dealin' by Randy Brecker and Eric Marienthal. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Brian Culbertson with Flurries from Winter Stories in 2019. Brian was on piano, Steve Rodby, formerly of Pat Metheny Group, on bass, and Kahari Parker on drums. Before that, Randy Brecker and Eric Marienthal with the title track to their 2020 collaborative album, Double Dealin'. Eric wrote the song with George Whitty, with an H, who played keyboards, bass, and drum and percussion programming. Eric Marienthal was on saxophones with alto as the lead, and Randy Brecker played the trumpets and flugelhorn. There'll be plenty more from Eric as the show progresses, but for now we'll stay in 2020 for the next two songs, starting with Alexander Zonchik on flute. From his Playing It Forward album, it's the not at all ironic Hipster. Dave Koz with The Closer We Get, but not The Closer I Get to You, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from A New Day in 2020. Dave wrote that with another saxophonist, Darren Ron. Darren stayed off the saxes here, but he will use them with Blake Aaron next hour. Here it was just piano, Rhodes piano, keyboards, drum programming, and with the help of his wife Priscilla, Vocal Oz. Michael Thompson played the guitars, Mel Brown, who we'll also hear with Blake Aaron, was on bass, and Dave Koz was on tenor and alto sax. Before that, Alexander Zonchik was on flute on Hipster from Playing It Forward, also in 2020. Hipster was written by Jeff Lorber, who played keyboards, synth, bass, and guitar. Paul Jackson Jr. also played guitar, with Gary Novak on drums and David Mann on all the horns. Paul Jackson Jr. and David Mann, as a writer, will return with Steve Cole, but leading off the next segment, it's Chet Atkins here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
WCWP is your home for great music and great conversation.
And streaming worldwide on WCWP.org and the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Like a crystal in the light, so is Chet Atkins on guitar with Like a Crystal in the Light.
Hi there, Chemosabe. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1. In Brookville, New York. Love it.
It's the Shamari Mess, and that was Tom Scott with Feet First and Hands Second from Streamlines in 1987. Tom wrote and arranged Feet First, and his primary instruments were tenor sax and lyricon. Eric Gale and Michael Landau split guitar duties. Richard T. was on Rhodes piano, Neil Steubenhaus on bass, Vinny Colaiuta on drums and percussion by Michael Fisher. Before that, Chet Atkins with Like a Crystal in the Light from Street Dreams in 1986. Daryl Dibka wrote that song and played synthesizer. Abe Laboriel was on bass and Ricky Lawson on drums. Chet, of course, played guitar, and Lee Ridenour also played guitar. Lee will be back later to play solo guitar. In the meantime, Beth Michaels on solo keyboards with Soul Travel.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Special Effects, led by Chiele Minucci and George Ginda, with Ballerina from their 1990 album Just Like Magic. Chiele wrote Ballerina and played guitars and keyboards. George handled all the percussion, and there was a lot of it. Michael Bearden also played keyboards, Fernando Saunders played bass, and Paul Wycliffe was responsible for synth programming and the Eric Troyer vocal sample. Before that, Beth Michaels with Soul Travel from Celebrate Now, as in Live in the Moment, in 1993. We'll go from Celebrate Now to Right Here, Right Now with David Benoit next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
Alana here inviting you to check out the Rockin' Sunday Show
and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Last segment, we heard a song from Beth Michaels' 1993 Celebrate Now album. And now, it's David Benoit with the title track to his 2003 album, Right Here, Right Now. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Steve Cole with From the Start from Between Us in 2000. Steve wrote that with fellow saxophonist David Mann, who didn't play this time. Steve was on tenor sax. Brian Culbertson returned on keyboards and drum programming. Paul Jackson Jr. returned on guitar. Richard Patterson was on bass. And Luis Conte with percussion. Luis also played percussion on the song before that, Right Here, Right Now, by David Benoit, from the album of the same name in 2003. David wrote that with Rick Braun, who handled the synthesizer programming, and Rick will be on trumpet with Richard Elliott later, and David was on piano and synthesizer. Wayne Bergeron played trumpet on Right Here, Right Now. Nick Lane was on trombone. Randy Jacobs, who we'll also hear later with Rick Braun and Richard Elliott, on guitar. Bud Harner on drums, and as I said, Luis Conte on percussion. Hour one will end with the Rippingtons, but first, we roll into another contemporary jazz supergroup, 4Play, with Bob James on piano and keyboards, Larry Carlton on guitar, who wrote this song we're about to hear, Nathan East on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. The song that Larry wrote for 4Play is Rollin'.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour 1 ended the way it began, with Eric Marienthal on saxophone. He led off the hour and the show with Randy Brecker, and he closed the hour with the Rippingtons. The Rippingtons' song was Let It Rip, another 2003 title track. Bandleader Russ Freeman wrote it and played guitar, guitar synth, and keyboards. Bill Heller played keyboards as well, Kim Stone on bass, Dave Carasone on drums, percussion by Scott Bredman, the horn section of Jerry Hay, Gary Grant, and Stephen Holtman, and Eric Marienthal on alto sax. Before that, 4Play with Roland from Heartfelt in 2002, also written by the band's guitarist, in this case Larry Carlton. This first segment of Hour 2 takes place entirely in 2020, starting with Lisa Hilton, whose birthday was yesterday, and still another title track, More Than Another Day, which could describe her birthday. FM and WCWP.org. You just heard a pair of title tracks to 2020 albums. The second of them was Will Donato with Elevate. Will wrote Elevate and played tenor sax and alto flute, like Alexander Zonchik. There were two keyboardists, Marcus Johnson, spelled with an A instead of a U, so it looks like Maracas, and Anthony Patler. Don't ask me who had the solo at the end. Gunter Asbeck played bass, Tony Moore was on drums, and Curtis McCain with percussion. Before that, a trio song like Brian Culbertson's, Lisa Hilton with More Than Another Day. Lisa played piano, Luquez Curtis on bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. More Than Another Day came out on December 4th, the same day as Lee Ritenour's solo guitar and Pro Tools sampling album, Dreamcatcher. On that album, we find Via Verde, The Green Way. Blake Aaron with Groovers, not Movers, and Shakers, the fourth and final song of this all 2020 segment on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and that's from Blake's Color and Passion album. That was another song involving Darren Ron, who wrote it with Blake, and bassist Mel Brown. Darren did play saxophone this time, along with keyboards, Wurlitzer, and programming. Blake played guitar and additional keyboards, and Terrell Martin was on drums. Before that, Lee Ritenour on solo guitar with Via Verde from Dreamcatcher. Rick Braun and Richard Elliott required three guitarists for the song that leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
"What's a podcast, and how much does it cost?"
The WCWP app, available now on iOS and Android devices.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Rick Braun plus Richard Elliott equals R&R. And that's the name of this song. FM and WCWP.org. Bill Heller of Rippington's fame and an alumnus of Plain Edge High School with 5-for-1 and 1-for-5 from Find the Way in 2014. That was yet another song to feature Eric Marienthal on alto sax. Bill was on piano, Jim Kamak on bass, and Frank Bellucci on drums. Before that, Rick Braun and Richard Elliott with R&R, Big R, Small N, Big R, the title track to their 2007 album. We heard Rick earlier with David Benoit, and we also heard Randy Jacobs on that David Benoit song. He was one of three guitarists on R&R. The other two were Dwight Sills and co-writer Chris Standring. The other two writers were Rick Braun and Richard Elliott. Rick was on trumpet, Richard on tenor sax, Greg Karukas on keyboards, Nate Phillips on bass, Ricky Lawson, heard previously with Chet Atkins, on drums, and Lenny Castro with percussion. Speaking of the Rippingtons, they had Kim Stone, and now here's another male Kim, Kim Pencil, P-E-N-S-Y-L. From his When Katie Smiles album, it's Gentle Wind Drive. Or is that abbreviation Gentle Wind Doctor? FM and WCWP.org. Herb Alpert with Zoo Train from In the Mood in 2014, the same year as Bill Heller's Find the Way. Zoo Train had a bossa nova feel reminiscent of Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, a group Herb's wife Lonnie Hall was part of, and it was her idea to call that song Zoo Train. Before that, Kim Pencil with Gentle Wind Drive from When Katie Smiles in 2008. Kim was on piano and keyboards, Kevin Turner on guitar, Andy Woodson on bass, Reggie Jackson, no relation, on drums, and percussion by Jim Ed Cobbs. We'll close out the show with a pair of big bands and then Steve Oliver next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
I can't take it anymore.
88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We led off the show with Double Dealin', now we're double big bandin'. First, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with an utterly divine hoedown, Deja Moo. That was a pair of big bands on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Yellow Jackets and WDR Big Band are who you just heard with One Day, one of two new compositions on their 2020 collaborative album, Jackets XL. One Day features the composer Bob Mintzer on Iwi, which is what Tom Scott's Lyricon was, and Russell Ferrante on Rhodes Piano. Before that, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, PHAT, with Deja Mu, a hoedown inspired by Aaron Copland and Dave Grusin, and that's from the Gordian Knot in 2019. Eric Marienthal is part of the Big Fat Band, and so is Wayne Bergeron, but the featured musicians on Deja Mu were Andrew Sinewick on guitar and Charlie Bisharat on violin. The last song of the show is by another guitarist, Steve Oliver, and his average-sized band, Raise Up, from Illuminate in 2018. Steve plays the guitars, guitar synth, keyboards, and sound design, and also provides vocal sounds. Taten Katendig is on piano, on bass is Jimmy Haslip, formerly of Yellow Jackets, as was Ricky Lawson, and Joel Taylor plays the drums, like Ricky Lawson. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Raise Up by Steve Oliver takes us out. So long.